Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Time now for our daily tech and business report, sponsored by Greenspan Company. Your insurance company has an adjuster, shouldn't you? Today, we're joined by Bloomberg News reporter Spencer Soper. So Amazon's been working hard on a workaround to the issue, which has snarled the supply chain. Spencer, what are some of the things the company's been doing?
Well, one example we spotted was a ship loaded with rolled steel that was headed to a sleepy port in Everett, a little north of Seattle, that normally handles cement and timber. And Amazon, was able to secure the surface of that ship and load it up with containers full of inventory that it needs for the holidays, as well as even empty containers that it needs to just shuffle around. So, Amazon's solution right now is basically to find any space out there, spend whatever it takes to secure it, and then load it up with inventory. So it's basically said it's going to spend about $4 billion extra due to all these shipping constraints to get the inventory it needs to serve customers over the holiday.
So Amazon is not the only one trying to get packages to us. Walmart also has their issues, other big stores, maybe small stores as well. What's everyone else doing?
Yeah, everyone's in the same boat, so to speak. But where Amazon stands out is with its marketplace model. So it's highly diversified in terms of its supply chain. So it can get products from so many different manufacturers and merchants who sell them, which gives them an advantage because it's not too reliant on any one particular factory or supplier like some of these other companies. And it also doesn't have those store shelves to worry about. So Walmart, Target, other big box stores have to fill individual stores with inventory. They have an online operation as well, but if a customer walks in, sees an empty shelf, they're going to walk out. Whereas on Amazon, you won't see an empty shelf. You'll likely see an alternative to that thing you were thinking of buying, and you might go ahead and buy that thing, instead.
All right. So a lot of people have Amazon Prime, free shipping on all sorts of stuff. Will there come a time where it's not going to be feasible for Amazon to do that?
Well, Prime isn't free shipping, right? It's like you pay for the membership, and Amazon has increased the cost of Prime membership. It used to be, I think, $80, then went up to $100, now it's $120. And actually, because of these shipping log jams and because of the forecast that Amazon gave about this quarter and how much they're going to spend, a lot of analysts are wondering if we're going to see another Prime price hike in the coming months.
Okay. It's still cost effective for Amazon? Do they still make money despite all these issues?
Well, they have been profitable. They've warned that this quarter could be challenging for them, and they may break even. But they have been profitable, and let's not forget it's a diversified company. So e-commerce is very expensive. It's expensive to, pack up product and ship it to someone's doorstep as opposed to that person coming to the store. It's an expensive business. But Amazon has layered on top of that its cloud computing business, which is very profitable. It also has an advertising business. So when you go on Amazon and you're looking for products, that entire website is cluttered with advertisements that people are paying to buy. So all of those things kind of help offset the drain of an e-commerce business.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Bloomberg News reporter Spencer Soper. You can hear our tech and business report weekdays at 12:30 on KCBS. And for more, tune into Bloomberg TV at 2 p.m.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.